And a very pleasant good evening from Constellation Field in Sugar Land. Sugar Land Space Cowboy Baseball is on the air as the Space Cowboys and the Albuquerque Isotopes begin tonight. It's the second game of a six-game series. Last night, Space Cowboys winning 6-5, coming from behind. Let's take a look at the starting lineups first for the visiting Albuquerque Isotopes. And Pedro Lopez, manager, will have this lineup as Adiel Amador, second baseman, will lead it off. Ryan Ritter, designated hitter, bats second. Sam Hilliard, center fielder, in the number three spot. First baseman Keston Huria is batting in the cleanup spot. Jordan Beck, left fielder, bats in the number five spot. Yankiel Fernandez, right fielder, hits sixth. Hitting seventh, playing shortstop, is Aaron Shunk. Orming Barnabell is third baseman, hitting eighth. And Braxton Fulford, catching, rounds out the lineup for Albuquerque with Bradley Blaylock on the mound, right-handed pitcher. For the Sugar Land Space Cowboys, Luis Guillorme, third baseman, will bat leadoff, followed by shortstop Bryce Matthews. Jacob Melton, welcome back. Melton, designated hitter, getting his first appearance this season. Shane Whitcomb, first baseman, will bat cleanup. Tommy Sacco, Jr., left fielder, bats fifth. Zach Short, second baseman, in the number six spot. Cesar Salazar, catching, hitting seventh. Quincy Hamilton is the right fielder, he'll bat eighth. And rounding out the lineup, Kennedy Corona playing center field for the Space Cowboys. Mickey Story, manager, and on the mound, the left-hander Colton Gordon. It is a gorgeous night for baseball, and the Space Cowboys and Albuquerque Isotopes ready to go momentarily. And for all the play-by-play action, here's Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, Gerald. So indeed, it is the 6'4", 235-pound southpaw, Colton Gordon, who is going to go tonight for the Space Cowboys. Gordon has gotten off to a really good start this year for Sugar Land. Tonight's his third outing of the year. In his previous two, 10 and a third innings, just one run on five total hits. He has walked two and struck out nine. He last threw against Durham whenever we were at Durham Bulls Athletic Park on Thursday of last week. Five and a third shutout innings for the Space Cowboys for Gordon. He'll get the leadoff man, Adiel Amador. Switch hitter will bat right tonight against the lefty Gordon. He grounds this one past the diving Guillorme, who was in a step and out into left field for a leadoff knock. Amador not stopping at second. The throw will come trickling in from left after it was picked up by Sacco. And how do you like the start of the game for Adiel Amador as he comes over with his first double of the season? And immediately, Albuquerque's got a man in scoring position.
Colton Gordon on the mound for Sugar Land. Defensively for the Space Cowboys, Cesar Salazar is catching him at first base. Shea Whitcomb, Zach Short, second baseman. Bryce Matthews at shortstop. Luis Guillorme is over at third base. Kennedy Corona in center field, flanked in right by Quincy Hamilton, and in left by Tommy Sacco Jr. That's the lineup defensively for the Sugar Land Space Cowboys.
So with a man at second and nobody gone, it is Ryan Ritter, right-handed batting shortstop. As Gordon, setting from the third base side of the rubber, he's going to have to operate out of the stretch early tonight. He deals him a first pitch, and it slides over for a strike. It is 0-1. Gordon, originally a eighth-round pick by the Astros in 2021 out of the University of Central Florida. The 0-1. He is grounded up the middle. That's picked up, and the throw is going to go to third. It's wide. Guillorme spins and can't get the tag down, and everybody is safe. That was a bold move by Amador to advance on a ball that was hit in front of him. Matthews just didn't quite make an accurate throw to third. Guillorme had to stretch towards the outfield and then spin around and try and put the tag on, and he just couldn't. And now we'll see if Amador is maybe a little shaken up or just getting a talking to there from his manager about how fortunate he is that he's at third base and there's nobody out.
Ritter sounded like he broke his bat. Ball wasn't hit particularly hard. Matthews still having plenty of time. If he makes a good throw, he gets Amador. And I think the throw, he was trying to avoid hitting Amador in the back.
So now it's Sam Hilliard, who had a multi-hit game last night. He rips and misses at a high sinker for strike number one. So early on, the Isotopes are swinging against Gordon, who was in the zone a lot in each of his first two outings. 0-1. And that is high with a breaking ball slider. It's even at one ball and one strike. Scouting report on the southpaw Gordon. Four-seam fastball, slider, curveball, a changeup, a sinker, and occasionally he'll mix in a cutter. Men on the edges with nobody out. As Hilliard waits in the pinch, there goes the runner. It is taken low. Salazar feigns the throw, but no chance to get Ritter at second as he goes sliding in with his first steal of the season. So that eliminates the chance for a double play. Amador had a pretty good lead off of third as well. So Salazar opted to just put it in his back pocket to make sure that didn't open the lane for Amador to steal. Now the 2-1, and Hilliard chases a slider that falls off the table the other way. So the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Third career appearance for Gordon against Albuquerque. In his prior 11 2/3 innings, he'd given up 5 runs, but just one of them had been earned, as he made a couple of appearances against the Isotopes last year. Sets and the 2-2. And Hilliard crushes this down the right field line, hooking towards the foul pole, but it turns the wrong way and is short of the pole, foul. It was 3-23 down the right field line, and Hilliard was just a touch in front of a slider that got a lot of the plate. And Gordon's lucky that that ends up foul. And the runners are still at second and third with nobody out. Gordon nods in agreement with Salazar. And the 2-2. And he gets him to strike out swinging. Went to a perfectly located slider that time. And Hilliard is down on strikes.
You said it best, Garrett. Perfectly located slider. That other previous slider that the Space Cowboys, Gordon, lucky that that one didn't land in fair territory. But that one far off the plate and had Hilliard going after it.
So the infield will play in now. With right-handed batting Keston Hira, first offer. And Hira takes a little low with the spinner. It's 1-0. Now, Hira so far this season, 5-33 in 9 games with the Isotopes. No extra base hits. He has driven in 4. The 1-0. And a slider misses outside. Now, Hira in the ballgame last night, he struck out to end the game in the 9th with the tying run on base. Couple of strikeouts for Hira. He also walked and was hit by a pitch and fouled out down the right field line. 2-0 offer. Fastball high and outside is measured by our home plate umpire, Kelvis Velez. It's 3 balls and no strikes. Gordon, the 3-0. Misses ball 4. So he went off speed. And then tried to locate the fastball in the outer corner and couldn't. And Hira works the walk. So the bags are loaded with 1 out here. Thanks to a double of fielder's choice. A strikeout and now a walk. And it brings up Jordan Beck, who is appearing for the first time here with the Isotopes after being optioned yesterday. Kicking the offer. And that is a fastball located outer edge for a strike. It is 0-1. This year, Beck, in 9 games with Colorado, 3-20 with an RBI, 3 walks and 8 strikeouts. The kick in the 0-1. And that misses, and Salazar is going to challenge. That was a pretty good-looking changeup. And we'll see if it caught the zone or not. Space Cowboys were 0-1 in the challenge department last night, and that was just a little low. So Sugarland loses their first challenge of the night. They have just 1 remaining. Remember, that's the unique thing this year to the Pacific Coast League is that each team only has 2 challenges. Last year, you operated with 3. Now the 1-1. And back a grounder. Back to Gordon. He will go to 2nd for 1. The relay throw to 1st. And it's in time. 1-4-3. And Gordon dances around a bases-loaded jam in the 1st. We head to the last of the 1st inning. It's the Isotopes nothing. And the Space Cowboys coming to bat next on the Sugarland Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
We head to the bottom of the first inning. Colton Gordon gets a double play to leave the bases loaded. So Sugar Land will go to work now against the right-hander this evening, Bradley Blaylock. Blaylock, the 6'2", 213-pound right-hander, 24 years old, was acquired from the Brewers right around the deadline last year. Luis Guillorme leads it off for Sugar Land, and the first pitch misses down low to Guillorme for ball number one. Blaylock is making his first appearance of the season with the Isotopes, as this is a touch low. And so the count, two balls and no strikes. Blaylock made two appearances in relief this year so far for the Rockies. He gave up two runs in three innings on five hits. Didn't walk anybody and struck out two. 2-0, Guillorme fouls it back, and it's 2-1 now to Guillorme. Guillorme has reached safely in all eight games that he's appeared in with the Space Cowboys. Six for his first 28, but he has walked six times. 2-1. Taken low, and it's three balls and one strike. Of course, the story of last night's game, Space Cowboys drawing a franchise record 17 walks. The kick and the 3-1 offer. And that is lined the other way, but slicing towards the stands and foul down the left field line. So Guillorme has a full count now. Gerald, if you can believe it, in the action of minor league baseball last night, the Space Cowboys did not draw the most walks in a game in minor league baseball yesterday. The hold and the 3-2 offer. And Guillorme takes low and in at ball four. Now Guillorme takes no time to extend his on-base streak. Reaches to start it here. And that'll bring up Bryce Matthews.
Blaylock on the mound. Behind the plate is Braxton Fulford at first base. Is Hira for Albuquerque. Amador at second. Chunk is the shortstop. Burnable is over at third base.
So now it's Matthews, who did have a couple of hits in the game last night. Pitch on the way, and Matthews grounds his third base side past the diving Burnable and into left field. Bryce Matthews aggressively after the first pitch singles in the left, and the first 2 men have reached for Sugar Land.
Sam Hilliard is the center fielder, Yankiel Fernandez in right, and Jordan Beck and in left. All right, Garrett, who had more walks than the Space Cowboys last night in minor league baseball?
That would be the Dunedin Blue Jays facing off against the Jupiter Hammerheads. They drew 22 walks in last night's game. Back to this game here, Jacob Melton makes his first appearance of the season. He was activated off of the IL today, serving as the DH for Sugar Land and seeing his first action. The pitch on the way, and that is up and away for ball number one to Melton. Melton got a slow start in spring training. He came into camp as an on-roster invitee with a back issue. He said that he just tried to ramp up a little bit too much and was a little too hard on himself. 1-0, he flinches and takes off the plate. It's two balls and no strikes. Blaylock wanted that fastball at 93, and if Albuquerque would have challenged, I think that they would have gotten an ABS call. It was a borderline pitch, but the count is 2-0 now to Melton. The hold by Blaylock. Guillorme off second, the 2-0. Melton takes high and out. Three balls and no strikes. And so Melton got a little bit of a slow start to spring. However, he ended up getting some pretty consistent playing time until the very end of spring training, where he made a diving attempt in center, and then he had upper back stiffness. That's what landed him on the IL. 3-0 is taken, and a breaking ball at 86 finds the inner edge for a strike. It's 3-1. Now, Melton in spring, though, was 4-for-12 with a couple of RBIs and three stolen bases for the Astros. Batting here with Matthews at first and Guillorme at second. 3-1 pitch, and a breaking ball misses for ball four, but a challenge comes in on that slider. So we'll get a look at this. It was a borderline pitch, and on review from ABS, it was a strike. So Albuquerque narrowly wins that challenge, and Melton will have to stand back in now with a full count. Good to see Jacob come back. Depending on which service you use for your prospect rankings, Melton is either number two or number three. He's number two if you go by Baseball America in the Astros system, and he is number three if you go by MLB Pipeline. He jockeys opposite lead with Bryce Matthews, who's over at first right now for the Space Cowboys. Sprinter's lead for Matthews off of the base as the payoff. He's taken, that is low and inside, and Melton works the walk, and the Space Cowboys have him loaded thanks to two walks and a single with nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning.
Already two walks tonight. We're on pace to pass those 17 walks.
Don't say that. The Space Cowboys have put together some really patient at-bats, but that cutter was not close for Blaylock, and now it's Whitcomb with the bags full. First offer to Shea, and he swings and misses on a fastball at 95 for strike number one. So Whitcomb so far this season hitting 125 in his first 10 games. He's 5 for his first 40, but he does have two doubles, two homers, and five RBIs. 0-1 is low and in and just kind of knocked down by the catcher Fulford. And it evens up at 1-1 now to Whitcomb. And not, maybe not a bad approach there for Shea, though.
Well, I think for the Space Cowboys as a whole, who are not hitting as a team very well to start the season, but if they're able to draw the walks like they have been.
1-1. Taken inside, 2-1.
Seeing more pitches, and eventually the hitting's going to come around. You know, with the talent that the Space Cowboys have, it's a long season. The hitting is going to come around, so you are able to look at pitches and get a good gauge.
2-1. And Whitcomb swings over a slider that had a lot of downward tumble to it. And the count evens up at two balls and two strikes to Whitcomb.
So to echo your comment, it's a good approach, I think, for Sugarland.
Bases loaded. Guillorme at third. Matthews at second. Melton at first. And the 3-1. That was a 2-2. It was taken low and in. And so the count has gone full now to Shea Whitcomb. Three balls and two strikes to Shea with nobody out here in this inning. This is a big pitch early in the ballgame for Blaylock. The hold on the payoff, and that is taken high. It's ball four, and Sugarland scores their first run of the night thanks to a bases-loaded walk. So, right where they left off last night, and unfortunately, that's going to bring out Chris Mahalik much earlier than he would have liked to come out and talk things over with Bradley Blaylock, as he has walked three of the first four that he has faced. And, you know, for Albuquerque last night, the good news for them is that even though Jack O'Loughlin walked nine batters, he still made it through three and a third innings, so... Yeah, the Isotopes only had to use four relievers in last night's game. When you have a night where you walk 17, sometimes that number would inflate a little bit more. So the bullpen is available, but you know, for Blaylock, certainly he's trying to give some length tonight against the Space Cowboys. Whitcomb, though, works the walk, and now it's Tommy Sacco Jr. Still with the bases loaded and nobody out here in the first. And the pitch on the way. And Sacco takes low and in, 96, but not anywhere close to the zone for ball number one.
Now the Isotopes have a best-case scenario to where they have guys that they're going to use tonight.
1-0. strike called outer half.
And if you disrupt that and you put more guys out there than they had planned on using, then you get into their bullpen. And it's still very early in the series to where Space Cowboys can use that to their advantage.
The hold and the 1-1. And Sacco takes that fastball, zips in at 96 for a strike, and it's 1-2. Well, Sacco 6 for his first 30 with a double, a triple, an RBI, and a run scored. He has walked 3 times this year. Behind in the count, 1-2. And the pitch on the way. And that is low and in. He overthrew a splitter. The count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, Sacco a day off yesterday. Once again appearing in left field for the Space Cowboys. The 2-2. Fouled straight back. Sacco swung at a strike, and so it'll stay full here. Already, Blaylock is up to 23 pitches here in this first inning, and that foul ball was just the 9th strike that he has thrown. Right-hander sets, and the 2-2. And Sacco, a high chopper, first base side, fielded cleanly on a backhand, and winning the race to the first base bag is Keston Hira. However, that is going to allow a run to come in and score, and Sugar Land takes a 2-0 lead on the second RBI of the year by Tommy Sacco Jr.
Just putting the ball in play. The chop, and it works for the Space Cowboys.
So Sugar Land picks up the RBI. Moves Whitcomb to second and Melton to third, and now it's Zach Short, who leads minor league baseball in walks entering today. He swings at the first pitch, though, and hits it high but not very deep into center. Hilliard will come on, get his momentum behind him, and make the catch. Melton feigns the tag, but the throw comes into Hira behind the bump, and Zach Short flies out for the second out in the inning to bring up Cesar Salazar. Well, uncharacteristic there again, Short. 14 walks in minor league baseball, leading the way, but he was swinging at the first pitch. He got a hittable fastball, but he just got underneath it and couldn't drive it deep enough to maybe score Melton. 2-0 Space Cowboys leading it here in the first. Now it's Cesar Salazar. Pitch on the way, and Salazar swings through a high fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. So walk, single, walk, walk to force in a run. A ground out to bring in a run, and then a pop out is how this bottom of the first has gone so far. The 0-1. And a breaking ball chopped over towards first. Picked cleanly by Hira, holds up the stop sign, and goes to the bag himself. All things considered, a pretty good recovery from Bradley Blaylock. Space Cowboys get 2 runs on a hit, no errors, and they leave 2. We head on to the second. Sugar Land Space Cowboys leading Albuquerque 2-0. Space Cowboys baseball continues in a moment.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Do nothing Space Cowboys as we start the second inning on this Wednesday night between Sugar Land and Albuquerque. Left-hander Colton Gordon, who got out of a bases-loaded jam in the first inning, is back out for the second. Readjusting the pitch count, he's got the pitch clock down to 5 as he climbs the hill. Has the sign and deals, and the first pitch is a strike to Yankiel Fernandez. It is 0-1. So Gordon gave up a double to the first batter he saw. There was a fielder's choice and an error by Matthews that let the runner advance to third. His next offer is a slider for a strike. But then a strikeout, a walk, and a 1-4-3 double play got Gordon out of the frame. 0-2. High with a fastball at 92, and it goes to 1-2. Of course, now the focus is brightened a little bit more on Colton Gordon as the 1-2 slider is driven in the air to center. That sends Corona back. He's chasing and shy of the warning track by a few strides. He turns around and makes the catch for out number one.
We saw Yankiel Fernandez in last night's ball game go after a couple of sliders away, and he's a good hitter. He's got a lot of plate coverage, can really pop that ball to straightaway center. But remember the at-bat against Wyman, and Blake Wyman and him had that battle, and then he eventually was retired.
So now with one gone, it's Aaron Shunk, pitch on the way. Slider not close for a ball, it's 1-0. Shunk so far this season appearing in his 7th game. He's 6 for his first 23. 1-0. Strike called, outer corner, it's even at 1-1. I'm mentioning, though, that now there's a lot more emphasis on Colton Gordon because, remember, he was added to the 40-man roster by the Astros this offseason. So you were going into the year thinking you were going to have two starters in Sugar Land on the 40-man roster. 1-1 pitch. Fastball tipped in and out of Salazar's mitt. It's just strike two. However, that changed whenever Ryan Gusto made the opening day roster for the Astros, and he has been pitching in their bullpen. He threw the 11th inning last night and got his first major league win. 1-2. Fouled back by Shunk. It stays alive at 1-2. But now with the injury to Spencer Arrighetti and Lance McCullers Jr. still on the rehab trail, the question becomes who fills that fifth spot in the Astros rotation? 1-2 is spoiled back foul. And right now, the only starter they have on the 40-man roster that's not at the major league level is on the mound tonight for the Space Cowboys in Colton Gordon. Now Gordon threw well in spring training for Houston as the 1-2. This is wide with the changeup, and the count goes even at 2-2 to Shunk. Obviously pitched well enough last season to earn his spot on the Astros 40-man roster, went 8-2 with Sugarland with a 3.94 ERA. Yeah. 2-2 is lifted in the air to left. Sacco will come over. He's got to play it on a hop. Sets his momentum up to hit Matthews on the cutoff, but it is a one-out single by Shunk.
Shunk was able to recognize the slider. It was off the end of the bat, outer half of the plate. Kind of just one-handed it out to left field, served it up, and in front of Tommy Sacco Jr. in left.
A slider, I think that Gordon probably wanted that a little bit further off the plate. First offer to Warming Burnable is a strike. And I think it was more of that pitch design that he was looking for. 0-1 to Burnable. Burnable hit his second home run of the season last night for the Isotopes. He golfs this one in the air to right, but Hamilton looks like he's got it measured. Comes in a few steps and off his left shoulder. Makes the catch for out number two. Bring up the nine-hole hitter, Braxton Fulford, who I don't know why Fulford is still in the nine spot right now.
He's had a touch of the long balls at the beginning of the season.
He is 8 for 26 to start the year. That's 8 games, so normally we don't give batting averages, but that's a 308 batting average. Look over to first, and Gordon deals, and Fulford takes low and in. But 5 of Fulford's 8 hits have been homers. He's got 8 RBIs, and he also has a double as well. He is off to a great start. 1-0. Ground ball wide of third, foul, and it's even at a ball and a strike now. 2-0, Space Cowboys leading it. 2 gone here in the top of the second inning in this Wednesday night affair. Gordon peers over to first at Shunk and the 1-1. Shot the opposite way, moving to his right. Short, able to knock it down. He picks it up, but he won't have a play. He'll go to second just to see if maybe Shunk would come around. But a good job by Short to get to that ball. Got leather to it, but was unable to make a play on it. And so the lineup turns back over with two men on for Adiel Amador. And a sharp single there to Zach Short. That makes sense. So two men on now as Amador waits. Pitch on the way. And a slider for a strike. Amador ambushed the first pitch of the ball game, and he doubled inside of third. Guillorme was drawn in a little bit on that first pitch. Now he is back of third and still relatively guarding the line. He's a couple of paces inside of it. Matthews is very deep at short. Center fielder Corona is a couple of steps towards right, but mostly straight away. Pickoff throw back to second, and that is right on the back of Shunk, but he dove in just in front of the tag by Short.
Good attempt from Gordon. Good footwork. Put the throw right there. So Shunk was ahead of the tag.
0-1. Big rip and a miss, and it is 0-2 now to Amador.
You could see by the facial expression when Gordon turned around and our center field camera on MILB.TV saw it, that intense look that I'm going to get you, and he just got back in there. You know, some guys, they casually throw over to second base when they're... No, Gordon was full intent. I've got you.
Well, he just missed out on him, but now the 0-2, and Amador strikes out swinging at the top of the zone. Gordon collects his second strikeout. He strands a couple on two hits, and we're through 1.5 on a Wednesday here at Constellation Field in early April. It's the Space Cowboys 2 and the Isotopes nothing. Now this from your local stations.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Last of the second inning. As twilight fades here at Constellation Field. Space Cowboys leading Albuquerque 2-0. Quincy Hamilton leads it off for Sugar Land. Right-hander Bradley Blaylock out for his second frame of work. He survived the first. Deals in a fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. Blaylock went walk, single, walk, walk, RBI ground out. The first five batters he faced in the game. 0-1. Hamilton fouls that off the mask of the catcher Fulford. And it's 0-2 now to Hamilton. A good job by Blaylock, though, to stay in this game. He threw 28 pitches in the first inning. 14 strikes. Space Cowboys, though, were able to capitalize and get a couple of runs, though they did leave two men on base. Hamilton waiting, and the 0-2 on the way. And Quincy strikes out swinging. Fastball nearly at 97 that time from Blaylock. And he collects his first punch out of the evening. It'll be the nine-hole hitter, Kennedy Corona.
Blaylock wants to get off to a better start than he did in that first inning with the three walks and eventually surrendering the two runs, attacking the strike zone on Hamilton and getting him on a fastball at 96.
So now it's Corona, right-handed batter, the first pitch. And that is on the outer corner for a strike. It is 0-1. Now for Blaylock, he was originally drafted by the Red Sox in the 32nd round of the 2019 draft. 0-1. Pins the outer corner at 96 for a strike. It is 0-2. Now like so many players, ended up having Tommy John surgery in 2022, the 0-2. And Corona fouls it back to stay alive. However, he was traded from the Red Sox to the Brewers in a one-for-one deal for Luis Urias at the deadline in 2023. 0-2. And Corona spikes it foul down the first base side again. It's still no balls and two strikes to the Space Cowboys center fielder. Blaylock then was assigned to Double-A last season to begin the year in the Brewers org. 0-2. And a curveball got him swinging. So Blaylock has come back, and after throwing half of his pitches out of the zone in the first, he hasn't thrown a ball here in the second inning.
I don't know if it's something he made an adjustment to in between innings. Mechanically, he looks pretty sound here in this second inning. Just very easy, fluid motion for him.
First pitch to Guillorme. And a fastball is lifted foul down the left side for strike one. Space Cowboys leading it 2-0 here in the bottom of the second. There is some right-handed action out of the pen right now for Albuquerque as the 0-1. Curveball high. There's the first one out of the zone for Blaylock here in this frame, and it's 1-1. Of course, we mentioned that Blaylock had made a couple of outings throwing three innings over two outings for Colorado as the 1-1. Inner edge strike, and it's 1-2. So it's possible that, kind of like Miguel Ulloa last night, expectation might be that he's not going to pitch particularly deep into the ballgame this evening. Here's the 1-2. And Guillorme fists it the opposite way, foul to stay alive. Guillorme worked the walk and came in and scored the first run of the game for Sugarland an inning ago. Meanwhile, Albuquerque has left four men on base in their first two innings on offense. Blaylock a belt-high hold, and the 1-2 pitch down in the dirt. Splitter that time. The count goes even in 2-2. Blaylock last season started the year in Double-A for the Brewers, and then he was actually recalled on May 20th. He spent 4 days on the roster for Milwaukee as a 2-2 is fouled off by Guillorme, but never actually debuted. Was then optioned back down to the minors, but was recalled on June 19th and finally made his MLB debut the next day, throwing in relief against San Diego. Bases empty, two gone, the 2-2. Guillorme takes a little high. Blaylock staring in. He thought he had hit the top of the zone with a splitter. It was a little up according to StatCast. And so the count has gone full now to Guillorme with Bryce Matthews on deck. Right-hander Blaylock out of the full wind. Here's the payoff. And that is taken inside for ball four. And Blaylock is going to challenge, but he asked for it, but he waited too long. And that's unfortunate. StatCast had that on the inner edge of the zone to Guillorme. But instead, it's measured ball four. And Guillorme works his second walk of the night.
Yeah, he challenged. He made the motion for the challenge after he had walked off the mound a little bit. He had taken a couple of steps off the mound.
So now it's Matthews, and Bryce swings and misses at an elevated fastball at 96 for strike one.
You know, his momentum as a right-hander carries him off on the right side of the mound of the infield, but he was on the left side of the mound already taking a couple of steps. That's when he motioned, and that's too late.
There goes Guillorme. Now he might be picked off the throw to first. The tag, and Guillorme is out. He started, Blaylock didn't move, and then he's picked off, and Guillorme, I think, is arguing that the base was blocked, and so he should have had a right to the bag, but regardless, he is picked off over at first base. And the Space Cowboys end up sending the minimum in the second. That moves us along to the third. Sugarland 2, Albuquerque nothing. And Space Cowboys baseball continues in a moment.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a five-minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Wednesday night at Constellation Field, game two of the six-game series between the Space Cowboys and the Albuquerque Isotopes, AAA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Colton Gordon goes up against Ryan Ritter, and the first pitch to Ritter is outside ball one. Space Cowboys getting two runs in the bottom of the first, leading 2-0. Ritter, designated hitter for Albuquerque, takes outside for ball two from the left-hander Gordon. Two balls and no strikes. Ritter played shortstop last night, and he was 1-for-4, reached base a couple of times, hit and a hit by pitch outside a ball. Now it's 3-0 from Gordon. Three balls and no strikes. Albuquerque had the bases loaded in the first and came away with nothing. That's a strike on the outer half of the plate from Gordon, a fastball at 91. Three balls and a strike to Ryan Ritter, 24-year-old. A 3-1, swing and a miss at a fastball. And Gordon really putting that pitch on the outer half of the plate. Ritter swinging for the fences, coming up empty. And now it's 3-2. Breaking ball, the slider is fouled out of play over on the first base side into the seats. Still three balls and two strikes. So far in the first eight games for Ritter, hitting 344. In for strike three. Fastball perfectly placed. Inner half of the plate, just above the knees. And Gordon gets Ritter looking for out number one. And that strikeout is brought to you by Now and Forever. Fueled by victory and Now and Forever gas, where every fill-up feels like a grand slam. One away. And here's Sam Hilliard. And Hilliard hits this one. One hop by the shortstop. Matthews throws to first, and he got him! Matthews was playing close to the bag at second base because Hilliard, left-handed batter, and they were playing him to pull. And then Matthews had to go to his right, backhand that ball, throw, and a one-hopper. Whitcomb at first base made a sensational play. And that is the second out of the inning. Boy, Matthews, great play. So did Whitcomb over at first base. Hira, the hitter now for Albuquerque. He takes strike one. No balls and one strike. What a sensational play on both ends from Matthews and from Whitcomb. That is in for a strike. And now it's quickly no balls and two strikes to Hira. Kisten Hira, first baseman. 2-0 Albuquerque trailing the Space Cowboys as the Isotopes bat in the top of the third. Right-handed batter, left-handed pitcher, the 0-2. Fastball inside a ball. And the count is one ball and two strikes. So quickly two outs for Gordon in this top of the third. Left-hander delivers the pitch. Outside, ball two And the count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gordon making his third appearance and his third start for the Space Cowboys this season. Swing and a miss. Pitch was on the outer half of the plate. Slider running away from the right-handed hitting Hira. 2 strikeouts in the inning for Colton Gordon. He has 4 in the ballgame. And he has a 1-2-3 perfect inning against Albuquerque. Middle of the third, 2-0 Space Cowboys on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Albuquerque and the Space Cowboys go to the bottom of the third inning. A new pitcher for the Isotopes. Carl Kaufman, right-hander, on the mound. Now Kaufman goes up against Bryce Matthews. Right-handed batter Matthews, who made a sensational play in the top half of this inning. Here's the pitch. That's a strike on the outer half of the plate. 0-1. It's Kaufman taking over for Bradley Blaylock, who went the first 2 innings. Right-hander's pitch is outside and low, making the count 1-1. To Matthews. Matthews got a single to left field his first time up back in the first and scored a run. Matthews tapping it foul over on the third base side, dugout where the Isotopes reside. Matthews got a couple of hits in last night's ball game and he was 2-for-4 with a walk. Had a couple of runs scored as well. Time is called. Blaylock, their starting pitcher, looked a lot better in the second inning than he did in the first. The pitch. Fastball inside from Kaufman. Two balls and two strikes. 2-0 Sugar Land. The pitch. Matthews swings, drives this one into left center field, and the center fielder Hilliard is under it, makes the play, and that's out number one. Matthews definitely got a good swing on it, but flying out to the center fielder Hilliard for out number one in the bottom of the third inning. Kaufman, 27 years old, played his college ball at Michigan. Made his big league debut a couple of years ago for the Rockies. Here's the pitch. Lining it foul down the third base side off the bat of Jacob Melton. For strike one. No balls and one strike. Melton walked and was stranded over at third base. His first time up, left-handed batter, open stance. The 0-1 from Kaufman. Outside, making the count, one ball and one strike. Melton, 24 years old. Drafted in the second round in 2022 by the Astros out of Oregon State. The 1-1, the pitch. Strike called on the outer half of the plate. Played in 47 games last year in Sugar Land. Started the season Double-A Corpus. In those 47 games for the Space Cowboys, Melton hit .260, five home runs and 20 RBIs. The 1-2 on the way. Inside, making the count, two balls and two strikes. If you remember, him and Zach DiCenzo came up around the same time last year for the Space Cowboys and immediately paid dividends in the lineup. Whitcomb on deck over to the right side, a count of 2-2 to Jacob Melton. Carl Kaufman from the stretch. And that is a strike on the top of the zone on a sinker. Pitch at the top of the zone at 90 miles an hour, and Melton is gone. He is punched out for out number two. That's the first strikeout for Carl Kaufman. Third strikeout for the Isotopes pitching staff between him and Bradley Blaylock. 2-0 Sugar Land with two outs and no one on, bottom of the third, and here's Shea Whitcomb. Whitcomb had a bases-loaded walk for the Space Cowboys back in the first, takes a strike, and it's 0-1. No balls and one strike. Kaufman appearing in his third game this season for Albuquerque, all out of the bullpen. In for a strike, and it's now 0-2 with two outs. Six-foot-two, 200 pounds, Carl Kaufman. 0-2 to Whitcomb. Swing and a miss. Slider down and away. Got the right-handed hitting Whitcomb to chase after it. Couple of strikeouts for Carl Kaufman. And he retires the Space Cowboys 1-2-3 as they go down in order in the bottom of the third. We head to inning number four. Space Cowboys with those two runs so far, making it stand up in the first inning. It's 2-0 Sugar Land.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at Regions.com/Green Print. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Your Sugar Land Space Cowboys are celebrating the 2024 AAA National Championship with Championship Weekend presented by Visit Sugar Land. Coming up on Friday, the first 2,000 fans will receive a replica championship jersey presented by Constellation. Jordan Beck leading it off, and the first pitch from Colton Gordon is a strike, outer half of the plate. Also enjoy post-game fireworks. Get tickets now at slspacecowboys.com. 0-1 to Beck, and Beck drives it into left center field, and this ball is gone. Beck with his first home run here at AAA in 2025 for the Isotopes, and he really hit that one, a changeup that was pretty much down the middle. And he timed it, and he crushed it. So now the game is now 2-1 in favor of the Space Cowboys in the top of the fourth.
Estimated 410 feet on that home run by Jordan Beck. Not easy to do here in Sugarland. Like you said, just a changeup pretty much right over the heart of the plate.
Yankiel Fernandez drives this one into right field, sending Quincy Hamilton back. Hamilton reaches. He won't be able to make the play. It's into the bullpen, and Fernandez hits his second home run in 2025. Back-to-back home runs for Albuquerque, and the game is tied at two in the top of the fourth. A slider and lefty-on-lefty matchup. Fernandez driving it out over into right field. Went down and golfed it. Here's Shunk, the shortstop. Shunk, right-handed batter. And the pitch. Strike on the outer half of the plate. It's 0-1. No balls and one strike. Gordon getting touched here in this top of the fourth. Leading off, back-to-back home runs. Inside a ball, one ball and one strike. Gordon giving up his second and third home runs this season. Foul behind home plate. 1-2 to Aaron Shunk.
Remember, the only run that he gave up in his outing on opening night here whenever he started for Sugarland was a solo home run to Dalton Rushing. Otherwise, he was pretty much untouchable that evening.
The 1-2 on the way. Swung on and missed. Cutter down and in. Shunk strikes out for out number one in the fourth inning. Good movement by Gordon.
Yeah, really good bounce back as well though by Colton to stay in the zone. Threw a four-seamers and then changing speeds with a cutter to come in and get the strikeout.
Orming Barnabell hits it on one hop over to the first baseman, Whitcomb, and he'll take it to the bag himself, stepping on it with his right foot. Three unassisted, and Barnabell goes after the first pitch, and he is out number two. Tied at two in the top of the fourth, Albuquerque batting. Jordan Beck and Yankiel Fernandez back-to-back home runs to start the inning. Braxton Fulford, right-handed batter, hit a home run here last night. And he takes ball one. Got an infield single his first time up tonight. So he's one for one. The 1-0. That's a strike on the outer half of the plate. In fact, Fulford hit a couple of home runs last night. Hit one in the ninth to make it a one-run game. Upstairs, ball two. With that home run against Nick Robertson, right-handed reliever for the Space Cowboys last night. Pitch outside, ball three. Gordon now doing a little bit of gardening in front of the rubber on the mound before he lines up on the third base side. Goes from the full wind in the 3-1. Check swing, does he go? He does, according to first base umpire Sean Sparling. Now it's a full count, 3-2. Fulford tried to stop his swing on the fastball that was out of the plate, outside of the strike zone at 92 from Gordon. Full count with two outs, here's the pitch. Missing ball four on a slider. And Fulford is going to take the stroll and walk over to first base. Second walk given up by Gordon. Here's Amador. Ariel Amador, the second baseman. That's from the right side. Amador, a switch hitter. Against the left-hander Gordon, the pitch. Fouled straight back to the screen. A big, healthy cut from Amador. Strike one. 0-1 the count. Winds blowing from the south, not the southeast like they normally do here at the ballpark. High fly, lazy fly to the left fielder Sacco And Tommy squeezes it with two hands, and that'll do it for Albuquerque in the top of the fourth inning as Amador flies out. They hit back-to-back home runs, Jordan Beck and Yankiel Fernandez. They tie the game at two. We are in the middle of the fourth. Now this from your local station.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Gerald Sanchez along with Garrett Green going to the bottom of the fourth inning on a beautiful night here in Sugar Land. It was just a beautiful day. We are expecting great weather this week. So definitely come out to the ballpark, especially for that championship weekend that we've got in store. Tommy Sacco Jr. leaves off with a 2-2 game. First pitch from Carl Kaufman, the reliever. It's outside for ball one to Tommy Sacco Jr. It's the Space Cowboys batting in the bottom of the fourth. Left-handed hitting, Sacco is 0-for-1 with an RBI. Ground out over to the first baseman, Hira. And he hits this one onto the left side. Shortstop, Shunk fumbles, throws to first to Hira. And that is out number one. Ball was hit so hard that Shunk had time, even though Tommy Sacco Jr. runs very well. But that is out, as Shunk did not panic when that ball was hit to him and he fumbled it. One away. Tied at two as the Space Cowboys bat in the bottom of the fourth with Zach Short coming up to the plate. Short, open stance from the right side. Fly out to the center fielder Hilliard his first time up. And Kaufman's pitch is low for ball one on a sinker at 91. One ball and no strikes. And the pitch. That's a strike on the outer half of the plate. Evens the count at 1-1. Talking about the beautiful weather. Fans out on the berm in right field with the blankets and the towels. Here's the 1-1. On the outer half of the plate. Sinker missing low and outside. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Dollar hot dog night as well here at Constellation Field. 2-1. Lifting the ball in the air to right field. Lazy fly ball. Fernandez coming in a couple of steps in medium right field, and he'll make the play for shallow right. Two away as Short flies out. And here is Salazar, the catcher for Sugarland. Salazar gets in the left-handed batter's box. 2-2. Space Cowboys getting two of their runs in the bottom of the first, and Albuquerque with two in the top of this inning. That's in for a strike to Salazar. Salazar 0-for-1, grounded out to the first baseman Hira his first time up. Sesser against Carl Kaufman. Here's the 0-1. Outside, 1-1. Astros losing a tough one today in Seattle. Had the lead most of the game and losing in the bottom of the ninth 7-6 as the Astros lose 2 of 3 to the Mariners this week, wrapping up the road trip. Pitch outside. Count is 2 balls and 1 strike. So the Astros win 2 of 3 in Minnesota and drop 2 of 3 in Seattle. And now they will come home and play Los Angeles, the Angels, this weekend at Daikin Park. Inside, ball 3-1.
Angels have gotten off to a pretty good start this year.
Best record in the American League.
Mike Trout is having a renaissance as he's healthy early on in the beginning of the season.
2 outs, no one on, the 3-1. Salazar swinging and driving it into left field, but it's playable for Beck as he makes the one-handed catch out in left center field. Carl Kaufman, since coming on in relief, has thrown 2 perfect 1-2-3 innings in the third, now in the fourth, as the Space Cowboys are retired in order. Tied at 2 at the end of 4. You're listening to Sugarland Space Cowboys Baseball on the Space Cowboy Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Tied at 2 as we start the top of the fifth inning between the Sugar Land Space Cowboys and the Albuquerque Isotope. Southpaw Colton Gordon, who gave up back-to-back homers to start the fourth, recovered nicely, retired 3 in the next 4, just issued a 2-out walk. Gordon now at 64 pitches on the night, 43 of them have been for strikes. Of course, at some point we're expecting to see Forrest Whitley this evening, but Sugar Land will happily take a nice long outing from Gordon as long as he can give them. This is swung on a miss by Ryan Ritter for strike number 1. Of course, last night, Sugarland got 2 innings from Miguel Ulloa in his first outing of the season. 0-1, weak ground ball left side. Guillorme smoothly gloves, exchanges, throws a little low, but Whitcomb's got it, and that is out number 1. Tyler Ivey ended up covering a majority of the game last night, 3 2/3 innings. But the Space Cowboys they have 2 major league rehabbers in Ort and Whitley. Now, they have designated days that they will throw. Tonight is Whitley's designated night, if all goes according to plan. They're sending the offer to Hilliard. Fastball is a little outside. It's 1-0. But the Space Cowboys are really down 3 relievers right now because of the needs for the major league team, which is just part of it at AAA. 1-0 strike outer corner, and Hilliard is going to challenge. Isotopes have used 1 challenge so far tonight. They want it. And Cesar Salazar, I think, is now saying, hey, he waited too long. And the pitch is down low, and so the challenge is correct, but I think that Gordon and Salazar are arguing that Hilliard waited too long and he looked over to the dugout. I don't think that Hilliard got an indication from the dugout, but I think that Space Cowboys are just asking for the enforcement period to be universal across the board. Pitch is turned around and called a ball. It's 2-0 out of Hilliard. Here's the offer. And that is low with the fastball. It's 3-0. Hilliard so far tonight is 0 for 2, partially because of a remarkable play at short by Bryce Matthews. Matthews is mostly up the middle right now. 3-0. Hilliard takes up and in, and that is ball four, so the third walk of the night for Colton Gordon. Man on with one out now for Keston Hira. With that, Sugarland does have a right-hander getting up in their bullpen. So it looks like Nick Hernandez is just tossing the rosin bag back and forth in between his palms. And for the first time tonight, Sean Buchanan is going to come out to the mound. Well, today's health tip is brought to you by Houston Methodist Primary Care Group. Managing your overall wellness is key to maintaining a healthy immune system. One way to keep yourself healthy is regularly exercising. Exercise can relieve stress and anxiety and helps control cholesterol and body weight. 30 minutes of daily walking, cycling, or gardening can improve your overall health. Talk to your primary care doctor about an exercise plan that works for you. To find a Houston Methodist primary care doctor near you, visit HoustonMethodist.org/PCG. Houston Methodist is the official health care provider for the Sugarland Space Cowboys. Houston Methodist leading medicine. Meeting on the mound is over. Man on now. As Hilliard Walkie certainly is a stolen base threat over at first. Pitch on the way to Keston Hira. And a heater misses high, 1-0. You know, they talk about gardening for a half hour. Well, I didn't garden the other day, but Monday I got to get out and actually mow my yard because we had flown back in from Durham on Sunday night. The 1-0. Hira takes a rip and a miss. It's 1-1. Normally you wear long sleeves, but a lightweight shirt to just keep the sun off of your skin. But I mowed in the middle of the afternoon on Monday, and it was chilly enough that the long-sleeve shirt was necessary to just stay warm. Here it takes an uppercut swing through a high fastball. It's 1-2. It feels like spring, and it feels more like what opening weekend you would have expected to feel like than actually what we had. It was more in the high 80s during opening weekend. 1-2. Hira strikes out on a high heater. Gordon bounces back and gets his sixth strikeout of the night. Two gone now for the left fielder, Jordan Beck. So come on, join us coming up tomorrow night. It's our first Thirsty Thursday of the season presented by Eureka Heights. It is also coming up tomorrow night, our tech night here at the ballpark. First pitch to Beck. He swipes through a fastball at 92 for a strike. It's 0-1. It's going to be a special panel that's happening out in left field on the HEB Picnic Plaza that's open to everybody pregame. And the Coug-R, that's AR, for the VR program they have at the University of Houston Sugarland, which is this down 59 from us. The pitch misses wide. It's 1-1. They're going to be out here tomorrow night with all the latest VR tech. So come out and check it out on what should be another nice night. Of course, discounted Eureka Heights as well. 1-1. Low and in to Beck. It's 2-1. Beck homered his last time up. Yankiel Fernandez, who's on deck, followed with a solo homer on the very next pitch. And that brought the game level at 2. That's where we still are with 2 outs and a man on first for the Isotopes here in the top of the 5th. The 2-1. Breaking ball is skied. This ought to do it here in the inning. Backpedaling on it, Whitcomb into foul ground. And instead, it's going to be the second baseman short who had a better angle on it in fair territory to collect it for the out. Gordon walks one, but nothing else in a scoreless fifth. We're halfway home on a Wednesday night. And it's tied at 2 between Sugarland and Albuquerque on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5-minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Bottom of the fifth inning, tied at two between the Sugarland Space Cowboys and the Albuquerque Isotopes. It's Quincy Hamilton to lead it off, eight-hole hitter for Sugarland. He'll go against the right-hander Carl Kaufman, who's sat down all six batters that he has faced so far since coming in relief of Bradley Blaylock. First offer here misses wide for a ball to Hamilton. It's 1-0. Quincy so far tonight 0-1. He was a strikeout victim his first time up. 1-0 from Kaufman, and Hamilton shoots this the other way, but a bunny hop by Burnaball, and he's got it for out number one. Liner the opposite way, but Hamilton is retired, and that's seven in a row retired now by Kaufman. Space Cowboys got their two runs in the first whenever Blaylock had a tough time getting into the zone. He went walk, single, walk, walk to force in a run, RBI ground out. Space Cowboys, though, have been limited to just one hit in this game. And since the first, they've had just one base runner and sent the minimum. Corona a little tardy on that swing as he fouls it back for strike number one. As a matter of fact, Space Cowboys won last night on just four hits in the ballgame for the Isotopes. That's the first time that they had held an opponent to four hits or fewer since back on September 24th of 2023 against Oklahoma City, when the then Dodgers had four hits. Bouncer up the middle, charging on, backhanded pick by Amador, long throw to first, in time though to get Corona by a step. So with two outs, it'll bring up Luis Guillorme. So the Space Cowboys have had a game this year which they've won where they got four hits. They had a game that they won to open up their series against Durham last week in which they had two hits and won that. And then they also had a game where they held their opponent to just two hits, but unfortunately lost in Durham last week as well. First pitch a little tall to Guillorme. It's 1-0. Right-hander Forrest Whitley is up and warming, so it looks like Colton Gordon's going to be done after five really good innings tonight. Kaufman the 1-0. Guillorme fouls it back. It's even at a ball and a strike. Don't imagine, Major League rehabbers normally don't enter mid-inning. We like to give them a clean frame. So we'll see about Whitley in the top of the sixth inning. Guillorme so far has walked both times up tonight. It was picked off his last time up. He's the last man to have reached for Sugarland back in the second. 1-1. He shot up the middle and threw a base hit underneath the cleat of Kaufman and into center for a knock. So Guillorme has reached all three times.
By my count, that's the first base runner that Kaufman has allowed.
It is. He had retired the first eight in a row that he had seen, including a couple via strikeout. But now it's Matthews. Matthews 1-for-2 today. He flied out to relatively deep left center his last time up in the third. Waits on the first pitch. And that is taken wide for ball number one. Now Matthews, a run scored back in the first inning. Bryce has really utilized his speed early on this year. The 1-0. Not close, two balls and no strikes. Bryce is 7-for-8 in stolen bases to begin the season. That is second in minor league baseball in steals. ...23-year-old right-handed batter waits. And the 2-0. Strike called, outer half, it's 2-1. First, Matthews drafted by the Astros in the first round a couple of years ago out of Nebraska after he had an incredible junior year with the Cornhuskers. 2-1. Taken for a strike, and the count is run even at 2-2. He hit .359 in 54 games with 11 doubles, 2 triples, and he hit 20 homers that year. Also went 20 for 27 in stolen bases. He was actually just the second player in Big Ten history to have a 2020 season. The 2-2 on the outer edge. Strike three called. Matthews is punched out looking as Carl Kaufman gives up his first base runner but works around it to strand a single in the bottom of the fifth. So we head to the sixth. Tied at 2, Space Cowboys and Albuquerque Isotopes. The Space Cowboys baseball continues in a moment.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
We head to the top of the sixth inning, tied at 2 between the Space Cowboys and the Albuquerque Isotopes, and a familiar face on the mound for Sugarland, a vital cog of their championship-winning team last year. It's the right-hander Forrest Whitley making an appearance on Major League Rehab with the Space Cowboys. Whitley last season made 32 appearances with Sugarland. He went 4-1 with a 1.89 ERA. Yankiel Fernandez, left-handed batter, leads it off. And the first pitch is a curveball ripped on a miss for strike number one. Now Whitley is returning from a bone bruise that he suffered in his knee during spring training. The hold on the 0-1. Curveball misses a little in. Chris Whitley started the year on the IL. They sustained the bone bruise on March 8th in a game that he pitched in for the Astros. 1-1. Curveball bounced foul by Fernandez, and it's 1-2. So Whitley was having a very good spring, though, for the Astros. And, of course, this is the year that he is out of options. And so he has to stick in the Major League bullpen. But by everything we saw last year, we fully expect that's going to happen. 1-2. Fastball at 97 is high, and the count goes even at 2-2.
I don't think there's anything left that he can prove down at this level, and you know, he certainly was outstanding in 2024 AAA.
The hold here, and Whitley, the 2-2. Fastball, 95. Did he go around making Hammond palms down as he indicates he did not? The count has gone full to Fernandez. Well, in spring, Whitley made four outings. He threw five innings. He gave up just one run on two hits, walked four, and struck out five before sustaining the injury that slowed him a little bit. Chest high set, and here's the payoff to Fernandez. And a breaking ball. Whitley gets out of the way. It's behind second. Waiting for it is Matthews. He'll make the throw for the out. Now Whitley is able to dodge a comebacker off of an elevated curveball. Exit velocity was 79 miles an hour, but boy, that, you know, 60 feet, 6 inches shortens up a lot when you have something cruising at you at 80 miles an hour. However, it is out number one. 6-3 on the putout as Aaron Shunk will be the batter. Whitley chest high set and the pitch. Fastball, that's a sinker that misses outside at 96. It's 1-0. You talk about Whitley last season. Started off the year all right with Sugar Land. He was pitching well, but then obviously landed on the IL for a minute. 1-0. Curveball, tried to go front door, but misses in. And it's 2-0 now to Shunk, who singled in the second and struck out in the fourth. Tied at 2, Space Cowboys and Isotopes here in the top of the sixth. Whitley heaves aside the 2-0. And a fastball, a weak chopper up the middle. Matthews collects it into the heel of his glove and exchanges and throws to first on the run. Momentum carrying him there in time, two gone.
Talked about Matthews at length as a hitter, but as a fielder, and we saw this with flashes last year and then early part of this season, he's so athletic up the middle, whether he plays second base or shortstop. And I like the way that he seems like he's always under control when he's fielding the ball.
First off, the warming Burnable is a curve for a strike. It's 0-1. Well, he has been Forrest Whitley's best friend here in this frame. He's gotten both outs behind him. That was the 10th pitch for Whitley. Here comes his 11th, the 0-1. He is another ground ball out to Matthews. Collects easily, fires to first. And this half inning was Forrest Whitley, Cesar Salazar, Bryce Matthews, and Shea Whitcomb. 12 pitches to procure 3 outs, all on the ground. A nice return to the mound for Forrest Whitley. And we head to the bottom of the 6th inning, still tied at 2 between Sugar Land and Albuquerque. Now this from your local stations.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at Regions.com/Green Print. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh. Now and forever has it for less.
Still tied at 2 as we start the bottom of the 6th inning between Sugar Land and Albuquerque. A reminder to be one of the first 2,000 fans coming up this Saturday and receive a replica AAA championship ring presented by Visit Sugar Land as the Space Cowboys take on Albuquerque. Gates open at 4:30 p.m. Secure your spot now at slspacecowboys.com. A championship ring, it will be revealed on Friday whenever the players receive theirs in a pregame ceremony. Jacob Melton leads it off for Sugar Land here. Right-hander Carl Kaufman back out for a fourth inning of relief. And he deals a sinker that misses low and away to the left-handed batting Melton for ball number one. Now we have 3 ring giveaways that we're doing this season. The first is coming up on Saturday. The 1-0. He is a shade low with the sinker. That's 2 balls and 0 strikes. And they are actually themed out, so the first set of rings have the names of Jacob Melton, Quincy Hamilton, and Pedro Leon, the 3 outfielders for the Space Cowboys, on their championship roster. This misses outside. It's 3 balls and 0 strikes to Melton, who has walked and struck out looking so far tonight. Open stance from the left side as he waits. And the right-hander Kaufman brings home a 3-0. Right in there, outer half of a sinker for a strike, and it's 3-1. And we'll have one that features the names of the infielders and then obviously starting pitchers as well. But to get your ring on Saturday night, slspacecowboys.com. 3-1. Melton taking the entire way, and that's in for a strike. And the count has gone full now to Jacob to lead off this sixth inning. Space Cowboys scored their two runs back in the first inning against the right-hander Bradley Blaylock, who got the start. First, four Space Cowboys batters reached to bring in a run, and then an RBI ground out by Sacco scored the other. 3-2 laced the other way, but that'll slice foul. So it'll stay at 3-2 down to Melton. Back-to-back solo homers in the fourth by Jordan Beck and Yankiel Fernandez, scoring the two runs for the Isotopes. Both bullpens in motion now. The left-hander is getting warm for Albuquerque and theirs. Space Cowboys look like it might be the right-hander Misael Tamarez getting loose in their pen. Pitch on the way, and Melton strikes out swinging. He goes over a fastball. He'd gotten a diet of sinkers. That time it was a four-seamer. And with one gone, it brings up Shea Whitman. Actually, Misael Tamarez is out there serving as an aide as Jaden Murray is actually the one warming up for Sugar Land. So now it's Whitcomb. First offer to him. And Shea watches as a sinker misses low and out 1-0. Whitcomb so far tonight 0-for-1 with the strikeout in the third, but he drew the bases loaded walk that forced in a run back in the first. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased a slider that was moving away from him, and the count evens up at 1-1. Meanwhile, for the Isotopes, it looks like they have a left-hander getting loose in their bullpen. It looks like it might be Evan Justice, who was warming late in yesterday's game. 1-1, a hard chopper foul over near third. Nicky Story is going to have to be the one to go fetch it. He waves off Aaron Shunk to go and retrieve it. Tied at 2, Space Cowboys and Isotopes here in the last of the sixth inning of Game 2 of this series. Right-hander Kaufman, the 1-2. Taken inside by Whitcomb, and the count evens up. Series continues tomorrow night. Right-hander Aaron Brown is going to go for Sugarland. Meanwhile, the Isotopes will counter with the left-hander Carson Palmquist. Another 7:05 first pitch tomorrow night. 2-2 is taken low. Sinker that missed the outer corner, maybe just a touchdown.
Kaufman, the way his body language was, he wanted that call, but it was a little bit low.
Now the 3-2. And Whitcomb bounces it foul left side to stay alive. So Shea's about to see the seventh pitch of this battle with Tommy Sacco Jr. waiting on deck. Sugarland, after they finish up this series here against Albuquerque, they head on the road for their only two-week road trip of the season, as they will take on a couple of West Division teams. 3-2, spoiled again. They will go to Las Vegas to begin the trip and then continue further north and west and head on to Tacoma. One gone and the base is empty. Tied at 2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Right-hander Carl Kaufman, the 3-2. And Whitcomb takes outside and high for ball 4. So Shea works his second walk of the night. And that is the first walk issued by Kaufman.
Shea's had a couple of good at-bats tonight with that bases loaded walk back in the first to bring home the first run and then the walk right there.
And with that, it'll bring out the manager, Pedro Lopez, and he will point to the bullpen. That's going to be the end of the evening for Carl Kaufman, who came in and really gave the Isotopes some normalcy through the middle innings. Sugarland, though, with a man on and one out, We'll introduce you to the new hurler for the Isotopes on the other side. Sugarland and Albuquerque tied at 2 on the Space Cowboys broadcast network.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Pitching change for the Isotopes here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Space Cowboys with a man on and one out. Knotted at 2, and the new hurler is the lefty Evan Justice. 26-year-old lefty, 6'4", 205 pounds. He's a fifth-round pick by the Rockies in 2021 out of NC State. And time is called. I don't know if the bullpen gate was shut all the way. Now the issue has been rectified, and now it's Tommy Sacco Jr. switch hitter. He'll bat from the right side against the lefty Justice. Whitcomb off of first, the pitch, and that's taken high in a back pick over to first. Whitcomb with a feet first dive back in on the snap throw from Fulford. Sacco waiting as Justice peaks the runner and now throws over. That's the first disengagement to check on Whitcomb. Remember, back picks do not count. This is the fourth outing of the year for Albuquerque for Justice. In his previous four innings, worked 6 runs, 5 earned. 1-0. Taken top of the zone for a strike with a fastball of 93. It's even at 1-1.
Saw Justice get up in the bullpen last night, but he did not enter the game.
The lefty waits, and the 1-1. And Sacco hits this on the ground, picked cleanly at second base, and the flip to second, relay to first, in time, double play. Amador to Shunk to Hira, and that's a twin killing as Evan Justice gets double play. We move to the seventh. Still level at 2, Sugarland and Albuquerque. Space Cowboys baseball continues in a moment.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one name.
everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh. Now and forever has it for less.
Be one of the first 2,000 fans coming up on Saturday to receive a replica AAA championship ring presented by Visit Sugarland as the Space Cowboys take on Albuquerque. Gates will open at 4:30, and secure your spot now by going to slspacecowboys.com. That is slspacecowboys.com. Back at Constellation Field, moving to the top of the seventh inning, Gerald Sanchez along with Garrett Green, and it's the Albuquerque Isotopes coming up to the plate. Tied at 2. Top of the seventh inning, Jaden Murray, new pitcher for the Sugarland Space Cowboys. Murray, right-hander, and he is 27 years old, 6'1", 190 pounds. He'll face Braxton Fulford, the catcher, number 9 hitter. First pitch to Fulford is upstairs from Murray, ball 1. 1 ball and no strikes. Murray is pitcher number 3 tonight for Mickey Story and the Space Cowboys. Here's the 1-0. That's in for a strike, and evens the count at 1-1. Murray following Colton Gordon, who threw the first 5, and then MLB rehabbing Forrest Whitley through the 6th. A perfect 6th inning. The 1-1, ground ball, deep in the hole at short. Matthews across the diamond, but not in time. And Fulford is going to reach with an infield single. Heck of an effort by Bryce Matthews, going to his right. And deep in the hole at short, backhanding that ball, straightening up and throwing, but not going to be in time. And Fulford reaches on the infield single against Jaden Murray. Fulford has had himself a good series. That's his 4th hit already. Hit a couple of home runs in last night's ball game, and he has 2 infield singles tonight. As Amador now, the top of the order for Albuquerque, and the left-handed batting Amador takes inside for ball 1. Amador, a switch hitter, batting from the left side against right-hander Jaden Murray. 1 ball and no strikes. Swing and a foul back, making the count 1 ball and 1 strike. 1-1 the count to Amador, who is 1-for-3, had a double to lead off the ball game against the left-hander Colton Gordon. Amador hitting it to left field, struck out swinging in the 2nd, and then a fly ball out to left field Tommy Sacco Jr. to end the 4th. Here's the pitch. There is a bouncer right to Murray. He'll go to 2nd for 1, and on the transfer, Matthews' ball pops out of his glove. Out at 2nd is Fulford, going from 1st to 2nd, and reaching on a fielder's choice is Amador. Murray threw that ball, and Matthews received it, and then on the transfer from the glove to the throwing hand, that's when it popped out, and it rolled over to the shortstop side, and that is only 1 out. I think, though, that you could have had a possibility for 2, a very good possibility for 2 if Matthews makes that throw to first base. Now here's Ritter, the designated hitter for Albuquerque. Murray's pitch missing for ball 1. 1 ball and no strikes. Murray, drafted in the 23rd round by Tampa Bay in 2019. Pitched at Utah Tech. Runner going. Pitches a ball, throw to second base, and not in time. That is a stolen base for Ryan Ritter. Ritter with the steal. And now you have a runner at second base. Beg your pardon, it's Amador with the steal. Ritter at the plate. Now the count is 2-0. So Amador gets the steal. 2 balls and no strikes to Ritter. And the pitch from Murray. Murray missing ball 3. Now it's 3 balls and no strikes. 3-0 the count. Fastball is ball 4 up and away, and you've got runners on at 1st and 2nd, and 1 out.
Gentlemen, number 50, Sam Hilliard.
The Space Cowboys pitching staff, that's their fourth walk they have issued. Gordon, the starter, had three walks. Now Murray issues his first free pass. Amador at second. Ritter is at first. And here's Hilliard, their number three hitter in the lineup. Left-handed batter. Murray throws to second base, and getting back in there safely is Amador. Goes in with his right hand into the bag at second base. Safe the call as Matthews takes that throw from the shortstop position with a left-handed batter, Hilliard, at the plate. Hilliard 0 for 2 with the walk. And the pitch. Big cut, and he pops it up on the infield left side. Now this is drifting in foul territory. Guillorme just outside the line at third base, still on the infield dirt, makes the play, and that is a big out. Out number two and a tough hitter in Sam Hilliard.
I remember the changeup in and was able to kind of jam Hilliard to where all he could do was just pop it the opposite way, easy enough for Guillorme to make a play on it.
Guillorme making the play over at third. Now with two outs, and Amador at second, Ritter at first, and Hira, the hitter, takes strike one. 0-1 the count. No balls and one strike. Murray on the mound. Murray with his fourth appearance this season for Sugar Land. That's a swing and a miss. 0-2 with two outs. Look back to second. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Sweeper. Hira strikes out swinging. And Murray allows a couple of base runners, but he holds the Albuquerque Isotopes off the scoreboard. And Isotopes leave two men on base. It's the middle of the seventh inning. Seventh inning stretch time. Tied at two. Along the Space Cowboy Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. And that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it. And you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit Constellation.com/getmore. Or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Evan Justice on the mound for Albuquerque, and the first pitch to Zach Short is a strike. As we begin the bottom of the seventh inning, knotted at two between the Albuquerque Isotopes and the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. The 0-1, the pitch. That's in for a strike from the left-hander, Evan Justice. Now it's 0-2 to Short. Second baseman Short, 0-2, a couple of fly ball outs. One to the center fielder Hilliard in the first, and a fly ball out to the right fielder Fernandez in the fourth. Wind in the 0-2. Up and away, goes to the backstop. Way outside, Fulford got a glove on it, but it still went all the way to the backstop. So it's ball one from Evan Justice. Justice, pitcher number three for Albuquerque. The pitch, swing and a miss. Slider down and away. Short strikes out. One away in the bottom of the seventh. Tied at two. Space Cowboys got both runs back in the first inning. A bases-loaded walk by Whitcomb and a ground-out RBI by Tommy Sacco Jr. against their starter, Bradley Blaylock. Sasser Salazar swings and fouls the first pitch he sees to the backstop for strike one up against the netting. 0-1. Albuquerque got their runs on back-to-back solo home runs from Jordan Beck, his first, and Yankiel Fernandez, his second. That was in the fourth inning. Back-to-back shots against Colton Gordon. Evens the count at 1-1 as that pitch misses outside. One ball, one strike, and one out. Justice, left-hander, delivers. Salazar shoots it into left field. Gliding over to his right as Beck makes the running catch as he's up against the track in left field. Two away. Salazar slicing the ball opposite field, but caught by Beck, the left fielder. 2-2. Space Cowboys bat with two outs in the bottom of the seventh, nobody on, with Quincy Hamilton batting in the number eight spot. Hamilton fouls it back up against the netting for strike one. Looks like he fouled that back off of Fulford's mask. Then it went up against the netting, strike one. Quincy Hamilton, right fielder, 0-2, struck out swinging in the second, and then he lined out to Burnable, the third baseman, in the fifth. Left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher, Justice is 0-1. Hamilton drives it into left center field. It is high. It is deep. It is gone. Quincy Hamilton. Hamilton gives the Space Cowboys the lead on his first home run in 2025. 3-2 Space Cowboys in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Well, Sugarland has just been looking for the big hit tonight, and they get it out of Quincy Hamilton. He got a fastball over the middle of the plate, and even with the wind blowing in tonight, did not miss it.
Kennedy Corona fouls it on a bunt attempt on the first base side, strike one. 0-1. 382 feet. Out to right field for Hamilton. 0-1. Corona fouling that pitch, a fastball, one-handed that pitch on the swing. Fouling it out of play on the right side. 0-2. Justice, the way he received that ball back from Fulford, he is thinking about that home run that he allowed to Hamilton. Here's the 0-2, the pitch. Foul around the home plate area. One ball and two strikes. Or excuse me, 0-2 the count. 0-2. 3-2 Space Cowboys with a run in the bottom of the seventh inning. For the Space Cowboys, that is just their third hit on the home run by Hamilton. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball in for strike three on a slider. Corona caught with a bat on his shoulder. And that'll do it for the Space Cowboys in the bottom of the seventh inning. A big home run with two outs and 0-1 on by Quincy Hamilton. His first of the season gives the Space Cowboys a 3-2 lead. Garrett Green up next to take you home as we go to the eighth. 3-2 Space Cowboys on the Space Cowboy broadcast number.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5 minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity, plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/getmore.
Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
We start the eighth inning. Space Cowboys now leading the Albuquerque Isotopes 3-2 thanks to the solo homer by Quincy Hamilton in the bottom of the seventh inning. Right-hander Jaden Murray, who worked around a couple of base runners in the seventh, is back out for the eighth, but he gets the part of the order that scored the runs tonight for Albuquerque. And Jordan Beck, Yankiel Fernandez, and Aaron Shunk. First off, her fastball is a sinker at 92 for a strike to Beck. It's 0-1. Beck and Fernandez homered on back-to-back pitches back in the fourth to tie the game up at 2. Sweeper misses the outer corner, and it's even at 1-1. The set and the 1-1 from Murray. And a check swing on a pitch away, and it's 2-1 now to Beck. Two runs on six hits, no errors for the Isotopes. Three runs on three hits and an error for Sugarland. The 2-1 pitch. Fastball, that is measured low. And it's three balls and one strike now. And that sinker did miss the bottom of the zone. The Space Cowboys have one challenge remaining. Isotopes still have both of theirs. Here's the 3-1 offer. And a big cut and a miss by Beck on an elevated fastball. And it goes to 3-2. This is a new role for Jaden Murray. He's been a starter pretty much his entire career. The set and the payoff pitch. And Beck skies it out into shallow right field. Actually, this might be on the dirt as Whitcomb coming in. And he will make the catch as Beck moves in front of his face, taking a wide turn at first in the event that ball hit the dirt for out number one.
That was a good job by Whitcomb to stay with it because the wind is starting to pick up, blowing from the south. And the wind is the speed has increased as the evening has gone along. And Whitcomb had some time battling it. That ball was hanging in the air for a while.
Now it's Yankiel Fernandez, and he drops a bunt down, but it is ruled foul. Salazar popped right on it and tags out Fernandez. Salazar initially looks down to see if Sean Sparling at first would offer a dissenting opinion. However, I think that Kelvis Velez, who is right on top of it, he's the man who makes the call. It's just strike one to Fernandez. Fernandez, a line out to center as the next pitch is lofted in the air to left. Angling over is Sacco towards the corner, and with plenty of space and fair territory, he collects it for out number two. 3-2, Space Cowboys leading, and Aaron Shunk will be the batter for the Isotopes. Now for Jaden Murray, tonight is his fourth outing in relief for the Space Cowboys. It is just the 11th time in his career that he has appeared as a reliever. First offer to Shunk. Foul back for a strike at 0-1. But you have to remember that for a lot of those appearances, it was after Murray came into the Astros organization and was pitching in a piggyback role. Other than that, you have to go back to when he was a rookie ball at Princeton. That's the Princeton Rays, not Princeton University, in the old Appy League. Pitch on the way is up and in. And it's one ball and one strike now. Now I had to double check myself on that. It came out so effortlessly. I was like, hey, this is Princeton, right? 1-1. Off the outer edge, it's 2-1. But for Murray, who missed the better part of the last year and a half with a variety of injuries, just trying to find a way to get into games, the 2-1. And a sweeper misses the top of the zone. It's 3-1. And he's been effective in relief so far for the Space Cowboys. And you know, the big thing is that you adjust to what relieving is like, but also throwing in a little bit longer relief for the Space Cowboys. Here's the 3-1 to Shunk. And that is inside for ball four. Maybe a little high as well. And so with that, Shunk walks. Second walk issued by Murray. And it brings up warming Burnable. And with that, Cesar Salazar will head out to the mound.
Hey, when we get a moment here, and I want to say a special happy birthday to a place that saw my very first Major League Baseball game. 60 years old today, the Houston Astrodome. It opened its doors 1965, April the 9th. An exhibition game with the New York Yankees. Mickey Mantle hit the first home run, and Astros win 2-1, and indoor baseball was born on today, 60 years ago.
First offer to Burnable, and that came in, and it got him on the leading flap of his helmet. Tried to hit the deck, but that still hit him. And just a sinker that got away from Murray, who comes down to check on Burnable. He'll also get checked on by manager Pedro Lopez, as well as Hoshi Mizutani, the athletic trainer for Albuquerque. And actually, Burnable is reaching for his arm. I'm wondering if it would. But no, he's indicating that it got him on the helmet. Unless our home plate umpire is somehow saying that hit the bat instead. But now that, right off the dome.
That got him on the helmet.
Yeah, I'm sure that his ears are ringing a little bit after that. That was a fastball that just came out of the hand wrong. And he tried to duck out of the way but went right off the top of the helmet. So now you have to check to make sure the Burnable doesn't need to go into concussion protocol and that he's all right to continue. Well, it looks like he is going to be fine. And that's, like, any time that a player gets hit in the head, it's always a scary moment. And you can tell that Jaden Murray, you know, nothing behind it. He was almost three-quarters of the way to the plate to check in on Burnable to make sure that he was okay. But a hit batter extends the inning. It does put the tying run in scoring position and the potential go-ahead run at first. And the ever-dangerous Braxton Fulford up, who has not been retired tonight. First offer from Murray. And that is popped up, foul ground back of home, and into the stands for strike number one.
He was out in front on that sweeper. Was looking for something, I think, in a little bit. Fastball, maybe, and just out in front.
Fulford so far tonight has singled twice, and he has also walked. 3-2, Sugarland leading it with two outs here in the eighth. Murray looks back to second and the 0-1. Fastball strike, outer half at 92. Sugarland does have a right-hander getting warm out of their bullpen. It's Nick Hernandez who is loosening. Meanwhile, the Isotopes have a lefty out in their pen. The 0-2 from Murray after a check of second. Here it is. And a front door sweeper misses high, and Salazar is going to challenge. Sesser made a point to look over to the other dugout, so that way he couldn't check. We'll see. This was just above the zone. So with that, Sugarland is out of challenges. That pitch missed by about a half an inch.
Well, that was interesting because Salazar was set up on the outer half of the plate, and that ball came on the inner half. And I'm surprised that he wanted to challenge that.
Maybe trying to steal a strike there. The 1-2 now. And this time he gets him swinging. High heat at 93 as Murray collects his second punch out of the night. Isotopes leave a pair. We head to the bottom of the eighth. It's Sugarland 3, Albuquerque 2. Now this from your local stations.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Bottom of inning number 8. Space Cowboys leading the Albuquerque Isotopes 3-2. New hurler on is the 6'1", 185-pound southpaw, Lucas Gilbreth, 29 years old, a 7th-round pick by the Rockies in 2017 out of Minnesota. This season, making his third outing with the Isotopes. In his previous inning and 2/3, he's given him just one hit, hasn't allowed a run, has walked two, and has not struck out a batter. He'll get the top of the order, a pair of lefties, as Luis Guillorme starts it for Sugarland, and he bends back from an inner edge breaking ball. It's 1-0. Space Cowboys breaking a 2-2 tie an inning ago in the 7th, thanks to Quincy Hamilton's first home run of the season. Sugarland's only other runs came in the 1st. 1-0's down in the dirt. Meanwhile, Albuquerque, their 2 runs tonight, came in the 4th on back-to-back pitches. Back-to-back homers by Jordan Beck and Yankiel Fernandez. The hold on the 2-0. High, it's 3-0. But neither team has gotten a hit with a man in scoring position tonight. Sugarland is 0-3. They've left 10. Meanwhile, the Isotopes 0-7 tonight with runners in scoring position. And they have stranded 10 men on base. 3-0. Outer half strike, and it's 3-1 now. This comes after Albuquerque in last night's game went 0-6 with men in scoring position, and they left 8 men on base. The 3-1 offer. Guillorme stares at a strike. Of course, the Space Cowboys left 14 on last night and went 1-14 with men in scoring position. But that one was a game-tying single by Kennedy Corona. Guillorme tries to check his swing. They appeal over to third, and Macon Hammond confirms that he did not. So Gilbreth comes back from 3-0 down and punches out Guillorme for out number 1. Well, looks like Nick Hernandez is going to draw the 9th inning for the Space Cowboys. To be determined if it is still a save situation or not. Left-hander Gilbreth closes up his stance and delivers. Matthew Schoesbunt pulls back and takes a slider down in the dirt, 1-0. Take our first look at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Continental Bus Lines. Check in on the PCL. One game that's gone final, they played a day game today in El Paso. Las Vegas getting a 6-4 win over the Chihuahuas. 1-0 fastball is ruled outside at 90 miles an hour. It's 2-0. The hold on the 2-0. Matthews takes high, 3-0. Well, Drew Avins now playing in Las Vegas after we saw him for so many years in Oklahoma City. Hit his 3rd home run of the season today for the Aviators. 3-0, Matthews taking the entire way. And the name to know for next week, whenever the Space Cowboys are in Las Vegas, if he's still there, is Nick Kurtz, who hit his 6th home run of the season today for Las Vegas. Called strike to Matthews. Bryce challenges, and Sugarland is out of challenges. Now, Kurtz, designated hitter today, 22-year-old who was the Athletics' first-round pick out of Wake Forest in last year's draft. So already has ascended to AAA. He started the year 17-44. With 5 doubles and 6 homers. 3-2. Taking a high ball 4. Bryce Matthews works the walk. So he is on for a 2nd time tonight. And it'll bring up Jacob Melton. Yeah, Kurtz, one of the top prospects in the A's system. And well, the way he's swinging the bat right now, the question is he still going to be in
Triple
Las
A
Vegas
or
next week? Or is he going to be up with
Sacramento,
the Athletics? First off, we're on the way to Jacob Melton, and he slices this one into center field, but it's dropping and caught on a spear by Hilliard around his knees. Nice contact by Melton, but he lines out, 2 gone. As Shea Whitcomb comes to bat.
That was a good play by Hilliard, getting a good jump, low sinking line drive off the bat of Melton. Melton still looking for his first hit since starting here with the Space Cowboys tonight.
So short lead off of first for Matthews. With the lefty on the mound, it's Gilbreth, and now the offer to Whitcomb. And Shea watches as a fastball hits the outer half for a strike, it's 0-1. Other scores from around the PCL, everything else is still going on right now. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning in Round Rock. The Express 5-4 leaders over Oklahoma City. Pickoff throw to first, and Matthews is back in standing up. Oklahoma City out to the best start in our division in the PCL, as they're out to a 7-3 start. Meanwhile, Las Vegas is 8-3 to begin the season after their win today. 0-1, Whitcomb thought about it, but lays off a slider low, and it's even at 1-1. Meanwhile, Salt Lake is hosting Reno. 2-0 in favor of the Bees. That game is in the bottom of the fifth. And then in the top of the sixth in Tacoma, tied at 1, between Sacramento and the Rainiers. Tacoma got off to a really hot start to begin the year, but they've cooled considerably. Pitch in the dirt. Matthews takes off for second, and he is going to get in with a slide and hang on to the bag. A ball that was knocked down in front of Fulford, but Matthews took a secondary lead, decided to be aggressive, and ends up at second base on a splitter in the dirt. You know, we only got a 12-game sample of Bryce Matthews last year, and he dealt with some back injuries throughout the course of the year. But he has been aggressive and a difference maker on the bases early on for Sugarland. Man in scoring position now, and the 2-1. And Whitcomb fouls it off right at home. By the way, that is a steal for Matthews. Even though the ball was in the dirt, it didn't get that far away, so it is a steal. And that's his eighth stolen base of the year. Only time Bryce has been caught this year was when he tried to steal home in between pitches in Durham. And Gilbreth turns and feigns a throw to second.
Well, we see the athletic ability of him playing defensively up the middle, and he is quick. He's got great speed, a good jump.
Fidgeting off of second, the 2-2. And Whitcomb rolls it foul under Mickey Story's right foot, as the manager for Sugarland lifts it up.
You know, there's those guys that have that knack and that sense of when to go at the right time on a pitcher, even though Gilbreth is left-handed. He's looking straight at Bryce over at first base. He still went.
3-2, Space Cowboys leading in here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Matthews, after that steal, is at second. And the 2-2 to Whitcomb. And she takes down in the dirt.
That's a big insurance run, too, if the Space Cowboys can get Matthews home. Him now being in scoring position a lot easier than him scoring from first base.
I think Nick Hernandez is warm for the Space Cowboys in their pen. Right-handed action in the bullpen now for the Isotopes. Full count to Whitcomb, the 3-2. And Shea strikes out swinging on an elevated fastball. So Sugarland gets a man in scoring position, but they leave him there. We go to the ninth. Space Cowboys looking to finish off this one. They lead it 3-2 against the Isotopes on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at Regions.com/Green Print. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever. Makes your life a little bit better.
Start of the ninth inning, Space Cowboys leading the Albuquerque Isotopes by a run 3-2. New hurler into the ballgame for Sugarland is the right-hander Nick Hernandez. So he comes in and gets the top of the order. And Adiel Amador, Ryan Ritter, and Sam Hillier. Hernandez making his Pacific Coast League leading sixth appearance of the year. Five innings, he's given up two runs, one earned on three hits, walked one, and struck out six. So he gets Amador, who has doubled today, but is 0-for-3 since first pitch. And Amador swings through a slider, darting into him for strike number one.
That pitch had some nasty movement down and in to Amador.
Well, the scouting reporter in Hernandez, he is historically fastball slider. The 0-1 offer is hit out towards second. Short picks it nicely on one hop off his left side and fires to first. Hernandez a little point. That was really solid contact by Amador, but he hit it essentially right at short at second base, out number one. Now Hernandez is trying to mix in a split change as well to try and have a third offer. And registered it as a slider on game day there, but that had more downward movement than Hernandez normally throws. That might have been that changeup. Here's Ryan Ritter, right-handed batter, the pitch. And Ritter takes the slider low and out. One ball and no strikes. Space Cowboys took a 2-0 lead in the first inning thanks to three walks, a single, and then they added another on an RBI ground out by Tommy Sacco Jr. Albuquerque tied it with two runs in the fourth on back-to-back homers. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Another spinner. We would stay level at two until the bottom of the seventh. Quincy Hamilton broke the tie with his first home run of the season. A solo shot to right. 1-1 offer. Down low. Missed with a slider. And remember, Sugarland is out of challenges. And so it's 2-1. Statcast had that well below the zone. Salazar just trying to frame it up. 2-1 offer. Fouled straight back. And the count even at 2-2 now to Ritter, who hit into a fielder's choice and stole second in the first. But since then, a strikeout, a ground out, and a walk. His last time up in the seventh. Isotopes have left a couple of men on base in each of the last two innings. Hernandez, the 2-2, popped in the air. And he'll stay at 2-2. Really nice job by our Valley Sports live crew. Get a shot of Hernandez and the kind of funky way that he sets up on the outer edge of the rubber there. He's got one foot pointed into the other with a little bit of a hip turn. 2-2, slider rolled out to third. Guillorme drinks it up, fires to first, and Whitcomb corrals it in thigh high. Out number two.
A routine ground ball to Guillorme, but with Ritter, who runs well, the way that Guillorme fielded that ball, very soft, quick hands, getting rid of that ball in a hurry and making an accurate throw to Whitcomb. Again, it looks like just a routine ground ball, but the way that Guillorme played that ball was necessary and very good.
Great defense all the way around tonight for the Space Cowboys. Now it's Sam Hillier, left-handed batter with two outs. First pitch driven into the gap. Right center field, Corona coming over, lays out and a dive, and he caught it for the ball game. A diving catch in center field, and Kennedy Corona seals it for the Space Cowboys. Sugarland has won back-to-back games. As Corona's mobbed in center by Sacco and Hamilton, Sugarland beats the Isotopes 3-2 tonight on a web gem from Corona to send it into the final out.
Two things that made that possible. Fundamentals, the baseline, a good first step, a good read immediately off the ball by Kennedy Corona, and then, of course, the natural ability of speed making that outstanding play, closing in on the ball, diving. And the reaction out there by Quincy Hamilton, who gave the Space Cowboys the one-run lead in that seventh inning with the home run his first, jumping up and down, celebrating. An overall great team win and great three outs defensively in the top of the ninth that the Space Cowboys recorded.
Space Cowboys have won each of the first two games. Coming up on the other side, it's the post-game show. We'll take you back to this one and get you all set for tomorrow's action. Sugarland wins it tonight 3-2 on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Welcome back to Constellation Field. Space Cowboys 3-2 winners tonight over the Albuquerque Isotopes. Garrett Green with you here. Gerald Sanchez alongside. We take a look back at tonight's game, and for the Space Cowboys, you know, they got off to a start tonight the way that most of last night went, which was patient at-bats. Luis Guillorme walked in the first. Bryce Matthews then followed with a single. Jacob Melton and Shane Whitcomb back-to-back walks to force in a run. Tommy Sacco Jr. then grounded out to bring in another run. However, Sugarland ends up leaving a couple in scoring position. They take a 2-0 lead, and Colton Gordon, who worked out of a couple of men on base in the first inning himself, he got a double play to end it, was really sharp until he made his only mistakes of the night in the fourth inning on really just back-to-back pitches. Jordan Beck and Yankiel Fernandez back-to-back homers, and that tied the game at two. That's where we would stay until the seventh. The Space Cowboys got a go-ahead homer by Quincy Hamilton. Meanwhile, Jaden Murray left two men on base in the seventh, two men on base in the eighth. And then you talked about it before we went to break at the end of the game, Gerald. How about the defensive effort by the Space Cowboys in the ninth inning as they got pretty good contact for Albuquerque on all three of those balls put in play? But even better defensive efforts for Sugarland.
Now, when any time a guy on the mound knows that he's got guys that'll behind him that'll make plays like that, it makes his job easier, and it makes it feels like he doesn't have to be so fine and make the perfect pitch. He just needs to attack the strike zone, and I think that it was evident tonight that the Space Cowboys were going to play great defense, as they have all season.
So Space Cowboys get the victory tonight. Let's go ahead and take a look at your out-of-town scoreboard this evening. Check around the PCL one more time for you. Only other game that's final, Las Vegas tops El Paso today 6-4. They're on the top of the seventh. Tacoma and Sacramento both 5-5, tied at one. Meanwhile, in the bottom of the sixth inning, Salt Lake is leading Reno 2-0. Both of those teams are 5-5. And Oklahoma City has scored three runs in the top of the eighth inning. They have a 7-5 lead over Round Rock right now at Dell Diamond. Meanwhile, on the Astros-affiliated scoreboard this evening, everything else has gone final. The Corpus Christi Hooks fall to the San Antonio Missions tonight, 8-4 at Whataburger Field. In High A, the Asheville Tourists fall to the Greenville Drive, 5-4. And down in Single A, Delmarva beats Fayetteville, 3-2. And unfortunate for the Astros today, as they had a 5-0 lead going into the back stretch against the Seattle Mariners today. They even managed to pick up insurance runs in the eighth and the ninth. However, the Mariners get four in the eighth, and they score three in the ninth inning as they walk off the Astros 7-6. It spoils a really good outing today for Hunter Brown. Six shutout innings on two hits with no walks and three strikeouts. Meanwhile, Brendan Rodgers. Meanwhile, today, Jake Myers, Cam Smith, Jose Altuve, all driving in runs, and a sack fly by Yordan Alvarez, and Brendan Rodgers also with the bases loaded walk. So the Astros will head back home after falling to the Mariners yesterday. They have a day off, or today they have a day off tomorrow, and then they will open up a series against the Angels coming up on Friday night up the road at Daikin Park. Gerald, before we get into the final totals from tonight's game, just your final thoughts before we wrap it up tonight.
I think the Space Cowboys definitely taking advantage of the offense, so, you know, getting three runs on three hits. Of course, last night they were able to win the game, getting more runs than they did hit. So they're being very opportunistic. The defense is playing outstanding. And you really got to like the starting pitching of Colton Gordon tonight. I thought that he did very well attacking the strike zone, setting the tone early. And then outstanding job by the bullpen. Of course, MLB rehabbing Forrest Whitley. And then Jaden Murray coming in, throwing two scoreless innings. And Nick Hernandez getting that save. Very reminiscent of last year's success of getting good starting pitching and dominant effort out of the bullpen.
Final numbers from tonight's game. For the Space Cowboys, three runs on three hits. They committed one error and left four men on base. For Albuquerque, two runs on six hits. They did not commit an error. They end up leaving 10 men on base. Winning pitcher tonight is Jaden Murray. He improves to 1-0 on the year. The loss tonight goes to Evan Justice. He falls to 1-1. And the save tonight goes to Nick Hernandez, his first of the season. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 18 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,114 on what started off as an 80-degree clear night here in Sugar Land. With the win, the Space Cowboys are within a game of 500. They are now 5-6 on the year. With the loss, the Isotopes fall to 4-7. Series continues tomorrow night with another 7.05 p.m. first pitch. Right-hander Aaron Brown will go for Sugar Land. Meanwhile, for Albuquerque, they'll turn to the left-hander Carson Palmquist. First pitch at 7.05. Be on the air for you at about 7 o'clock tomorrow night for the pregame. And a reminder, tomorrow night is our first Thirsty Thursday with discounted Eureka Heights beers, discounted sodas, and discounted domestic drafts as well. So be sure to join us on a Thursday night here at Constellation Field. Well, a big thanks to our entire MILB.TV and Bally Sports Live crew for all of their work tonight on the video side of things. Big thanks to my broadcast partner this evening, Gerald Sanchez, play-by-play, color commentator, and our resident baseball historian on the 60th anniversary of the Astrodome opening. Gerald, thank you as always for all of your fantastic work this evening.
A lot of fun always, and let's go for three in a row tomorrow night.
As we always say, though, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Wednesday evening, whether you're with us for an out, an inning, or the entirety of tonight's game. We are so thrilled that you made Sugar Land Space Cowboys baseball a part of your night. So, for our entire Bally Sports Live crew, for Gerald Sanchez, I'm Garrett Green, saying so long from here at Constellation Field. Your final score, the Sugar Land Space Cowboys 3, the Albuquerque Isotopes 2. Back at it again tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. Central Time. Until then, good night from Sugar Land, Texas.